Monday's morning show begins just after 8.
Hello, and welcome to Fab Lab 10 a.m. Today, we have international exchange students from New College Lanarkshire from Scotland. John, Steve, let's talk some Fab Lab.
Yeah, thanks, guys. We have some awesome guests today. We have four individuals from Scotland. I'd like you to go ahead and introduce yourselves to the public. So go ahead.
Yeah, I'm Lucy McCabe. I study computer-aided design, which is engineering drafting or architectural technology. I do a bit of both.
Hiya, I'm Ryan Stevenson. I study engineering systems at the Motherwell campus.
Hi, I'm Ariana Purden. I study art and design, and I do a lot of art.
Hi, I'm John. I'm not from Scotland. I run the Fab Lab along with Stephen. Welcome to today's program. We have one more guest in the room. I'm going to force her to introduce herself. Lisa, jump on this mic. Come on, go.
Hi there. My name is Lisa Nicholson. I'm a lecturer at New College Lanarkshire, Motherwell campus. I teach computer-aided drafting design and architectural technology.
Now, in terms of your college, where is your college located in Scotland?
So we have three campuses. We have the Motherwell campus, the Coatbridge campus, and Cumbernauld. So that's just outside Glasgow.
Great. Well, I want to say welcome to everyone. And in terms of those not familiar with Scotland per se, because my generation, the only thing we were familiar with Scotland was Sean Connery and maybe Dr. Mel Gibson running around with a kilt on, beating up a bunch of English. But in terms of Scotland, now that you've been here for a couple of days, what's the difference between Scotland, where you come from, and what you've seen here, and just in generalities? What have you noticed different?
So over here, there's a lot less, not walking accessibility, but back home, you can basically start walking from your house and end up in a completely different town. Whereas over here, there really isn't a lot of sidewalk accessibility. It does seem a lot more dependent on a car. Also, like large supermarkets, they're like colossal in comparison to where we are back home. I work in Asda, which is like the British subsidiary of Walmart, and the two are just like on a completely different scale.
But just to give our audience a feeling, because this is some of the things about Scotland that a lot of people don't realize. Glasgow, where you guys are basically from, You're outside of Glasgow, right?
Yeah.
Glasgow, if you took all of Milwaukee County, Milwaukee City, Oak Creek, up through Whitefish Bay, and threw it all together, there's still less people there in Milwaukee County than are in your Glasgow. Glasgow's a big town. I mean, it's a big city.
Yeah, it's a quite a big city, like pressured a bit shy of a million people, if you include like the whole city council and all that.
We have a lot of castle and a lot of deep history around Scotland, and it was like a lot of architecture, like differently. They're, like, we've got different shapes of houses and all that, like all these old houses and everything. Yeah.
No, and basically for those history buffs, you guys are basically north of Hadrian's Wall, where the Romans came in and they built the wall to stop everyone. You guys were the ones that weren't taken over by the Romans.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yep.
So that's geographically, that's where we're talking, that area of the world. And people just think of old castles or stuff, but there's huge metropolises there, a lot of city life.
Yeah, I actually want to touch on this. John here has been has been asking me if we've got this, if we got that. We aren't medieval. We don't live in medieval times.
You guys have running water.
Yes, we have better running water than you.
Go down.
We have Amazon Prime, which someone asked.
Right.
Phones, etc.
Now the wheel, we're still working on the wheel, but...
But no, from a very location standpoint, you're a high urban European city, Which is amazing. And there's a lot of back historical culture associated with that.
A lot of land and like a lot of countryside. If you go to the countryside, you see all the Highland cows and it's like all the nice freedom with the fresh airs and all that. It's really good for camping and all.
The American people really seem to love Highland cows. I don't know if it's cause of the fluff or I don't know if you've ever seen one, but since I've been here, I've been shown people pictures of Highland cows. Like, I've never seen this before. But yeah, we've got a lot of great highlands, hills. It's great for hill walking, actually. A lot of people do it.
Right. It's like us hiking up north.
Yeah.
So, but elevation, I mean, latitude-wise, you guys are really high up there. What kind of weather do you guys experience?
Not very good.
All four seasons, rainy season and sunny season, are like, when like some days it could be like raining one day and then sunshine like 5 minutes later. It's very up and down, but it's a really nice country, a lot of fresh air and a lot of openness if we go to the highlands.
Yep, so but seasons, it does right? rain.
Rain, sun, and rain.
Yes, yep. That's absolutely correct.
Yeah, so we barely get any snow. We do get sun here and there, but it can still be cold when the sun's out quite often. Spring, it's like you've got all four seasons in one in spring over there. Yeah, I would say the weather's definitely better over here.
So in terms of the educational development over there, you guys still follow the British system of education, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And when you get done with what basically is your version of high school, how did you guys select where you wanted to go?
There was a lot of freedom of like choice in the matter because we could just go anywhere, and like the education is like so kind to us there. Like a lot of times you get accepted to these places. Yeah.
Yeah, Ryan and I were talking a little bit about the differences in the education system here and in Scotland. Ryan, you want to go over it again? I had mentioned how here we have our K through 6, and then sometimes cities are divided into a junior high school for our grades 7 through 9, and then high school. And then a lot of high schools are the old model of the starting with a freshman year and having a four-year system. So Ryan, run down that again for me.
So in comparison to like over here in the States, back home we have nursery, which is like equivalent to your kindergarten, I suppose. Nursery isn't always like necessary, like you don't need to go to it, but most people do. Then we have our primary schools and our secondary schools. Our secondary schools are also called high schools, but it really depends on like where you grow up, what you call them. So your primary schools, you have primary 1 through primary 7, which would be obviously your like first grade till 7th grade. And then in high school, we stop calling them primaries and we call them our years. So it's first year to 6th year, which is 8th grade to 12th grade, I think would be the appropriate equivalent.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say that in your secondary school, you're not required to be there all 6 years. You can leave from when I think it's 9 months, to be specific. So I personally left in my 4th year of high school, which people over here think's mental, as well as the freedom, like, because education's free in Scotland, completely free up until university. You get a lot of option, a lot of choice.
So when you get into first year and then secondary, are you already thinking about career choices and do they move you in that direction?
No. Nope.
So it's still primarily educational?
Yep.
Yeah.
And like usually a lot of the lecturers have like help, you know, usually help a lot of the students like with funding and all that. They're very dead kind with all these things. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're really in a tight struggle, these lecturers really go out of their way to like help you with these things.
No, yeah. That's great. Now, do you guys go year round? Or do you guys go segments like 10 weeks and then you have holiday and then 10 weeks and holiday?
Yeah, so the traditional holidays like Christmas, maybe in service days, Easter, yeah, stuff like that. We get our breaks and sometimes bank holidays, like let's say St. Patrick's, for example. Do we get a bank holiday for that? I'm not too sure. I'm not sure. What's a good example of a bank holiday then?
Like May Day. Normally on the first Monday of May, mm-hmm. something like that.
Yeah.
We normally get a bank holiday then, so we just we don't need to go into school then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What made you choose to go to this particular university?
So NCL or Gateway?
No, NCL.
Right.
Both, actually. Go for it.
So NCL is my stepmom that works there. She works as head of makeup department. Funnily enough, I'd watch How I Met Your Mother. Obviously, he's an architect. I just thought about that. So I said to her, and then she had a look at courses for me. Here I am. And also, it does help because it's up the road from me, because I live in Motherwell as well. So I'm on the Motherwell campus.
So I came to this college because it was nearby to me, but originally I didn't plan to go to college. I was going to leave in the end of my fifth year, so 16 turning 17, rough age. I was going to leave during then to become an electrical engineer as an apprentice, but I decided to stay on through my sixth year because I assumed that I wasn't going to see my friends in college. Then I stayed through my sixth year, and then they ended up tagging along to college with me. So that was really fun. But I ended up going to this college because the course that it offered allowed me to like experience two sides of engineering that I was interested in and debating on, being mechanical and electrical. So that's why I ended up coming to the campus that I'm in now.
I first heard about NCL because I used to be in a youth center, and then they highly recommend it. They say they were dead friendly in that college. So I was like, okay, like I'll start apply. And then I applied and I got accepted, and I was really happy about it. And then I started doing art, and all the teachers were really nice and always helpful and always like helped me. And like, you'd be like going to like the college and you'd be like, where is this room? And they always like give directions. Also, the college is dead friendly with like opportunities like to reach out for other countries for the Erasmus. Yeah, and here I am today, and like here in America, because of all the kindness and the college support and all the connections that NCL makes and all the things they do to connect with other countries, to be inclusive with these countries, to have like a more open space to have individuals. Yeah.
No, this is great, because we started our foray into international exchanges and international coordination years ago as one of the first ones with the civil architecture program here at Gateway, and we did a coordination with Poland. And then that led to the development with our relationships with Germany, and then expanded greatly beyond that. And it's been phenomenal, because what I love seeing and I love for our students to experience is the fact that no matter where you're at in the world, the concepts are the same. I mean, the styles are different, the clothing's different, sure, but the concepts are the same no matter where you're at. And what you just expressed, how you chose to go that path into your different professions, is very similar to the way our students approach things. And there's not that, I mean, yes, we're from different areas of the world, but very similar processes, which is awesome.
It was also really good to have different connections, see other countries, how to do their, like, how they do their education. Here in America, they do really high tech with the virtual reality, and that is something different from what we do in Scotland. We don't do, like, all those, like, mannequin dummies, like, with the nursing students and all that. But that was, like, really refreshing to see how you guys do things here differently from Scotland.
Yeah, it was absolutely insane. Like, I can't imagine the funding on Gateway College, like, looking at it all. It's a real privilege to be here.
Yeah, and yeah. Ariana is referring to the simulations that we run in our medical department. And the radio station's in the medical wing, so we can take you down and show you some of those dummies. They'll talk to you. They'll tell you where they're hurting.
They look about and after them, guys.
Crazy. This is also one of the things that both here in America and Scotland that we share is this concept of hands-on technology versus being in a lecture room where people just go blah, blah, blah. You don't really get anything out of it. But here, and that's what I love about the relationships that we have, you see this hands-on approach, this actual doing things. That's what's important, to be able to understand contextually what people are talking about.
Yeah, I would say the educational system has struggled in the United States, and it's come across a popularity in the idea of STEM, where we use engineering concepts and techniques and apply them to multiple disciplines, you know, in order to make education more interesting and to make it what we call cross-platform, where you understand your discipline connects with other disciplines. And you guys are in a tech college, and some of you are studying engineering, and you have this opportunity to travel to another country and experience what you're studying in a different environment. So, I don't know, maybe you guys can reflect a little bit on that. And they've all been shadowing me in the Fab Lab. We've been having fun there, so we can talk a little bit about that.
Now, how long have you guys, how many days have you been at the SC Johnson IMET Center over in Sturtevant? 2 days?
Yep, just 2 days at the minute.
But. And so what was your initial impression when you walked through the door, besides the Great Water Tower sitting right outside?
How much money did this all cost then? Like, that's what I thought I was going through. I was like, oh my goodness.
How was I going to survive? Because it looks so dead complicated. I don't know how students, like, go to day-to-day in daily life. I feel like Scotland's, like, education is more simpler compared to here. And, yeah, more, like,
easier to grasp.
Yeah?
Easier to grasp.
Easier to grasp.
Yeah.
But here it looks so dead complicated. And I was like, how am I going to survive?
That means really complicated for those Americans listening.
Okay, now I'm going to counter you guys a little bit on the complication, because I think that, mm-hmm. you know, as culture moves forward, it starts to become more and more a part of what we do. Mm-hmm. And then also the technology becomes easier and more intuitive to use. So it's never something to necessarily be intimidated by. So I can understand it. But you guys have jumped in quite well. Mm-hmm. You've run some 3D printers. You know, you've been doing some modeling in CAD software. So, you know, using some computer-aided design. So, and like Steve's saying, the concepts are still the same across the board. I know it's been lovely having you in there because it's a really nice comparison contrast to the students we have in there all the time. And that's why, so this morning I was doing outreach with a high school. We were assisting with CNC. And these are the students that actually came with me mm-hmm. and got an opportunity to go out to a high school, talk with the students a little bit, see how Gateway interacts with the different high schools and educational institutions in the area. So go into a little bit about this morning. How did you feel going into a classroom and meeting some new people and answering questions?
It sounds quite bad, but I was comparing it a lot to the films. But it's really great to see, like Gateway College interacting with high schools and stuff like that, because in Scotland there's not really that pathway that goes straight into college. It's always school to university, which I've found since I left school at 15, mm-hmm. a lot of people thought I was almost like just throwing my life away doing anything, which that isn't true at all. Like, if I stayed on later, I would have done the same course. So I like to see, like, there's that opportunity for transition.
I agree with Lisa over here, except Lucy. From Lucy, sorry. Lisa's over there. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm mixing it up.
We have to get Lisa to talk to, so.
Yeah, I totally agree with, like, I don't think college is pushed enough until you're in your late years in high school, because I didn't really get brought in, like, with a lot of options for college until fifth year going into sixth year, so going into my last year, whereas, like, all throughout high school I'd been given a bunch of opportunities to, like, go and work with universities directly, whereas I never really had that with colleges. So I think that if back home we had a lot more interaction with, like, colleges directly, then a lot more people would feel comfortable that if they're not happy in school, they could go into college and be happier, because it is a lot more, it feels like an entirely different environment where you're treated a lot more like an adult, you're given the responsibilities of an adult, so feel a lot more, like, accomplished when you do things.
Yeah, I just think it's an entirely different environment from school. When I was doing my National 5 exams, I just couldn't see myself doing them for another year. Like, I couldn't see myself going into hires. I knew there was no way. And I never really liked school very much, but since I've been at college, I absolutely loved it. It's a complete different environment. I like being treated like an adult. So that's a
yeah,
big part of it as well.
You're studying architecture?
Yeah.
That's an amazing field, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay.
Very rewarding.
Now, Ariana, what are you studying exactly? You mentioned art before. Talk a little more about that.
I study art. I never got the opportunities to go to high school. I was always homeschooled, so any new experience, I love new experience. I love all the things that college provides for you, like all the, like, art supplies. When I was when I first started art, I got, like, a free art and funded, because they give you all the art supplies for free, because
those can be,
like,
expensive.
They want you to, like, be accomplished in life and, like, have, like, all these opportunities that you might not get because you might not have a lot of money to get these things. And that's why I think it's so dead nice that, like, they would, like, be so thoughtful to get that for individually. Yeah, and that's a real difference here as well, because all the supplies here, it has to stay in a classroom, but in Scotland they're allowed to take it home, they're allowed to use it to explore their skills.
Question for you, in terms of your art experience, how much of it has been what we call mechanical art, where you do it by hand, versus digital art?
Well, with digital art, we do it in computers, mostly. We usually got a lot of creative freedom with these things. So they would give us a theme at first. So they would give us like a topic or a theme. And then we stick to that theme. And then no matter what, we can have so much creative freedom. And teachers are really helpful. If you didn't know how to draw a certain thing, they would help you through the process. They wouldn't be we're left to your own devices. And that's why I like this college, because they help you in life. If you're really struggling and you can't go to college, they help you with support. And if you're in bad situations, they're there for emotional advice and help.
So in terms of the approaches we have at SC Johnson IMS Center and here at Gateway in general, we have a lot of programs like you're talking about here, but one of the things that we do, we offer breadth of courses also, where people can explore different areas before they have to exactly choose what area they want. And is that something similar over in Scotland?
Yes. In the department where I work, there are, we would say, an NQ. So you're talking just before your first year of your degree, where they can come in and it'll be a course where there's multiple disciplines. It allows them to decide where they want to go, because when at school they don't get that skill set. They hear about it, they hear from their friends, they maybe know somebody that's within that department. But when they come to college, it allows them to express, it allows them to decide what route they want to go. And it doesn't affect their funding as well. And it allows them to pick kind of what department they want to go in. And then that's when they'll start their first year of their degree, which is an HNC at the college.
So on what Lisa is saying, I'm in exactly one of those courses, being able to choose between them. So in my course, it gives you a whole breadth of engineering subjects, basically. So mechanical engineering, electrical engineering, you get a taste of CAD, working in a workshop, all those sort of skills. And it's really lovely to have that breadth where you can experience all of these different things without needing to commit to a course or committing to a degree directly. Having something where you can uncover for yourself what you want to do from those options is really convenient, and I've found myself really enjoying it.
I'm also in one of those courses, so I could have chosen between engineering drafting and architectural technology. We also had block periods, we were in a workshop as well. I've chosen to go with architectural technology, and I went in saying I was going to do architectural technology. But sometimes the choices are so good you can't decide by the end of it. But I've decided to go with architectural technology.
Okay, so school is really cool and all. And I'm really glad that you guys have the opportunity to do this. But what do you guys all do for fun outside of school?
All right. Well, I'll kick this one off then. I enjoy my gym. I enjoy fitness. I've done competitive swimming for 5 years. So it's very important to me. It's a part of my daily life, nearly, when I'm back home. So that's what I do. Awesome. I also enjoy music.
What kind of music?
Rock.
Awesome. Good answer.
For fun back home, I have my license, so I like going out drives with my friends and stuff like that, listening to music, going to the cinema. I play card games and stuff like that. I'm quite into Magic the Gathering.
I mostly read, and I do a lot of walks, because Scotland has a lot of creative freedom, but a lot of freedom to go outside. So I go on walks a lot because it's a nice fresh air, and then I just read, and I watch movies. And
Lisa, what do you do for fun? Come on.
When I have spare time, I have a motorcycle. So I tour Scotland in my motorcycle.
Whoa. That's
cool.
That's
awesome. You got a leather jacket too?
Yes. Yeah.
What kind of motorcycle?
I have a Triumph Street Twin.
Ooh, nice.
Nice. Ooh. You need for speed. Right on.
Definitely.
In terms of the experience of when you volunteered to come over here and you went through a very rigorous selection process to be selected to come over here. And so congrats on making through that selection process. What did you hope to gain out of this experience?
A global perspective on CAD. That's what I was hoping to gain. Maybe seeing if I would want to do it anywhere else other than Scotland. Weighing my pros and cons, really, of moving one day.
Yeah, I'm mainly the same. Just getting to experience it in a different country, seeing if I'd want to maybe work in another place if the opportunity came up. Also, I just think it'd look really good on like my CV in the future. Like, I was able to visit these places, I got to experience all these things. So I think it's a lot about experience, just like being able to experience all the things over here that you guys have to offer in terms of like culture and education and stuff like that, just seeing what I could get in the future.
Yeah, CV's always important too.
I went for the experience because I really love education and I plan to stay in it for a really long time. So I want to get as much like knowledge about different cultures and the way they do things and the way they approach like certain subjects or certain like topics, because some things they have here and they don't have in Scotland. So it's like very different. That's why I really wanted to come here, for the experience, for the knowledge.
I'm sorry. I just have one more quick question for you. I have to ask. Well, what do you think of the food here?
Not good at all. I'm going to be completely honest.
No, wait a minute. What food have you had here?
I've had the deep dish pizzas. I've had the burgers. I've had chicken burgers. The only food I've actually enjoyed is your Asian food here, like the Asian cuisine.
You like the Asian cuisine here?
Yep. Yeah, it was quite good. Quite similar to home.
Okay.
I've only been here a couple of days.
Oh, I know. I know, there is room for improvement, but I'm right now not a fan at all.
I forced them all to eat burgers today, and we even
they were good.
The table ornament, so there's
no right? You're baiting us out for the jail.
What's the big food in Scotland?
Everything you have, but it's better.
What's
sorry,
what?
A bit cheeky, just better.
What is it?
I don't know. I don't mean to be insulting. No, the burger we had earlier was actually good. To be honest, there's room for improvement. I do see it getting better.
For like food back in Scotland, it really kind of just like depends. Like the more up north you go, it's like more traditional, like haggis and mashed potatoes and all that. Whereas I'd probably say like a staple food like down, like round Glasgow, as sort of like more like chip shops.
Yeah,
like fish and chips
and sausage rolls. I was like trying to finish Ryan's sentence. Sausage rolls, and like a lot of the stuff are different there. Like we have like more savory pastries compared to here. You guys have more sweeter pastries, but ours is like more savory. And I think our pastries are much better. No offense.
John, you got to take them to O&H.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Oh, excellent, excellent.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've heard all about it. Yeah.
I'm sure you guys will tear it apart.
But as far as food goes, I don't mind your guys' food. I quite like the food, actually. It's okay. Like, I wouldn't mind living off of it.
No, it's good for, like, a wee treat, I suppose. But see, try to eat it every night.
I suppose it depends. Like, I think that you guys have pretty good snacks, but actually,
yeah, that's
like,
true.
Like restaurant wise, it seems a bit. It's still good. It's just not as good.
But I don't know. Maybe that's just because we know where to go when we're home. So maybe that's the issue.
Yeah, maybe we've just got a bias.
Because I was really happy with the restaurant I found last night. So.
Which one was last night?
It was Sushi in Kenosha.
Okay.
Yeah. Very happy.
That's
with
a good
it.
Place.
Mm-hmm.
This has been awesome. And how much longer do you guys plan to be over at the SC Johnson IMET Center?
We have one more day this week, and then we'll be over for 4 days next week.
Ariana's actually doing another wee course next week. She's got many interests.
Yeah.
And to learn from your culture, that has been awesome. In terms of what John's expressed, in terms of learning about the different aspects of what you have experienced, because that's what it's all about, shared experiences.
I'd just like to thank all of our guests today, the international exchange students all the way from Lanarkshire, Scotland. Until next time, I'm Scott Nelson for WGTD, and this is the Fab Lab 10 a.m. show. Thanks for listening.